Hey, Chef Fede, who's what's going on? It's your boy, my YouTube, and welcome back to Malome's Mic.
Disappointment will always be disappointment. Mm-hmm. And whether you're dealing with it or not, you will feel it. Ray-Bans and
catamarans. Hey, Chef Fede, who's what's going on? It's your boy, my YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Malome's Mic. Now, I know Malome's Mic is usually Tato, Lucas, and Matlady, but guys, we've got some brand news, but we're going to tell you guys more about that as the podcast goes. But you guys can see him with Lebo Rampedi.
Yes, sir. It's your favorite substitute teacher, Mr. Rampedi.
And today we're speaking about dating in our 20s and finding love again. Lebo and I are certified lover boys, like Drake speaking about us in most of his music. Mm-hmm. And we prefer being in relationships.
Yes, sir.
Which tends to put us in situations where we're looking for relationships or we're trying to be in love. You get me? So the past couple of months, I say the last 12 months, Lebo and I have been in a phase where we've been looking for love, experiencing with girls, trying different things. And we're doing this while we both have jobs, both have cars and have our own place, which is a completely different thing, by the way.
Like, we'll get into that wealth chat.
But you guys know there's traditions. I'm going to hit those traditions first. But I just want to give you guys like a bit of a scope about what we're speaking about today. Like outside of that, I'm just going to unlock my phone. We make notes now.
Hey,
outside of that, we're also going to be speaking about like how the sexual life is so different in your 20s, like the pace in which you guys have sex.
Really?
I'm going to be speaking about the topics, which include the benefits and drawbacks of casual dating versus more committed relationships. What we really prefer. We're going to be speaking about the importance of communication, honesty. Like, we've got a whole bunch of things which we'll be unpacking as the podcast goes. But before anything goes, Lebo, how are you doing, my brother? Actually, you're actually my real brother. How are you, man?
I'm doing okay. I'm being a little, like, my theme of this week is just to be patient of myself, yo. I haven't been patient of myself for a long time, but I'm okay. Yeah. How are you?
I'm chilling. It's my birthday in like 2 days. We just went to the
bottle store. How old are you turning?
It's my birthday.
Hello.
I'm turning 25.
Sorry?
25.
Damn.
I turned 25 last year. I'm turning 25 this year, and next year I'm turning 25 too.
You know what they say about 25?
What?
You're quarter of the way there.
You know what? To what?
100.
You know what Lucas keeps saying? You're closer to zero than you are to 40. No, you're closer to 40 than you are to zero. That's what Lucas always tells me every time he sees me, bro. But I'm good. Cam was in the background. She's on the camera. I told her if the camera, because she's playing PlayStation, guys. So if the camera dies, it's on her. Like, she's fired from my life. But
it's a bit extreme.
Cam and I came from the bottle store. We went to the bottle store today. We blew way too much money buying our car for tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm hosting an Altitude, so it's going to be a movie. We've got the boys are pulling through.
Yes, sir.
We love Hennessy, we love Jameson, so we put a whole bunch of that, a bunch of Savannahs, a bunch of Coronas, a bunch of Dash. Blew way too much money. But it's my 26th, man, so it was worth it.
26th?
Yeah, 26th.
You said 25th earlier.
I was 25 last year, I'm 25 this year, I'm 25 next year. Because of COVID, bro. I believe that we're all 2 years younger than we actually are because of COVID.
So real.
Yeah, so technically I'm 25 this year and next year, then we can continue counting. But yeah, bought some alcohol, very excited, hosting Altitude, hosting at Zanzu.
Yeah.
On Sunday, which is going to be dope. All the boys are coming through. I'm chilling with my closest friends. Like, if you invited you know, your close. I couldn't invite everybody because I'm not trying to turn this place into
a hell of a
jungle.
Yeah.
But yeah, to give you guys context, since we're speaking about love, I'm in a relationship. Still quite fresh, still very, very, very new. Very, 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 very new. But I've known the person for quite some time, so it's quite nice. No comment?
No, I can speak on my relationship status anytime. I'm currently single, but like figuring it out.
Yeah.
Someone, I want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, that's like your preference, huh?
That is my preference. That will always be my preference. I'll never say to myself,
told you guys, we're lover boys.
Yo, Evan, if you can sleep alone at night on a single bed and still accomplish your dreams, I need to be held down.
Brazilio was saying he feels sick when he sleeps alone.
Yeah.
Like, he gets sick if he's sleeping alone.
Those are symptoms, not love.
But yeah, shit. So that's how we're doing. I'm good. You're good. We're good. I'm in a good space.
We're okay.
Yeah, Lebo just Lebo and Khunze threw the craziest party last week.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Like 150 people went to that party.
Yes, sir. It was me, Khunze, and a couple of other guys. But yeah, it was amazing.
It was 22nd, which is crazy. So this is round two.
Yeah.
Fight. But yeah, so guys, this topic, it's for me.
Oh,
it's
wait,
not
before
nice.
We start, you just came back from Botswana.
Oh shit, I was in Botswana a couple of days ago. So these brews called FME DJs.
Shout out them.
Very, very cool brews. DJs. They're the biggest artists from Botswana right now.
Real.
And they are killing it. So they threw a really cool party in partnership with like Tag and Shreps. Those were the sponsors. It's called Garden of Drip. the day vibe, which goes into the night time.
It happens like every year, no?
Yeah, once a year. So they invited me to that. I went to Zile. Most of the brews were busy. Very nice. Beautiful. We vlogged the whole thing. So it's going to be an after movie from my side coming very, very soon. I'm sure it'll be out already. So I'll go check that out. Because it's a movie. My editor literally, as I dropped him off at home, he started editing it. That's how fire the footage is.
Yeah, that guy works hard.
And he said, bro, I need to see this stuff again. Because like, for him, so what are you to the Fast Life? So for him, it's all crazy. So he had to go see, like, did I actually go through that? Like,
In Botswana.
In Botswana.
Not Pretoria.
Not Pretoria or Joburg, bro, which is insane. But yeah, bro, if I had to ask you, how has it been dating in your 20s? What would you say in comparison to, you know, your teens? Let me package it like this. How has it been dating post-graduation versus dating as a student?
Yo.
That's a better
the
one.
Dream,
huh?
The complete dream. God.
You're killing
like,
me.
No, to answer your question on a realistic setting, you realize the impact your life has on another person and the way that your goals, your dreams, the drive that you have to align.
Yeah.
And obviously the biggest, and I mean biggest, is finances. When you start like, yo, I've been in a res relationship,
like you're both in res.
Yeah, both in res.
Yeah,
we dated for, you know, 2.5 years.
Nice.
It's a long time.
It's a very long time.
But I realized what was keeping us going is that none of us are buying food. We are buying from the res market. Yeah.
Oh, you guys both have like budget from your parents to buy.
Yeah. So when you date outside of that, you know, you know how much money goes into this, you know. And not to say that money is the end all and be all, but it very much is the end all.
So you're basically saying when you're dating in university, you guys were basically equals.
Yeah.
There's no pressure of you must have more money, I must have more money.
Yes.
We're both in res, we both understand we're here to study.
Yeah.
And this is our budget. Now you graduate.
Boom.
And what type of relationships have you been in? Have you been dating students? Have you been dating people who have also graduated?
So unfortunately, I'm one of the black men who've fallen into the black man trap of dating younger because the girls of my social standing at this current
time
date
way older. Yeah. Which is a big thing. Like,
okay.
I just want to touch on that. Like, we get judged. Like, I'm 26, level's 25, 4 this year. He's 20, like,
24.
Obviously, we're turning those ages. Mm. And people be like, why don't you date girls your age? Why don't you date girls like a year younger?
It's like, how?
They don't want us.
They don't like,
they
I
do not
you
want
not.
Us, bro.
And like, I'm like, super, like, I'm a good man.
Yeah,
he's a good man, Samantha.
He's a good man. Like I mentioned earlier, we both have degrees.
Yeah.
We both have
cars,
our own place.
We have a home.
We have cars. It's a pool there,
good
man.
Mental house.
It's a pool there. We have like, a pool.
Besides on the materialistic, which is actually, we'll get into that, which is why I said money's such a huge thing, because materialistic is actually a huge thing for women.
The reason why we're mentioning materialistic things is because we're saying they're going for the older guys because they give them more materialistic benefits.
Yeah.
Which is why right now we're mentioning the materialistic things.
Yeah.
As brews, we know that we've got good heart, we know how to take care of a woman, we're understanding.
Yeah. Good mental health. I won't ever, you know, use my mental health against you.
Yeah.
I will never. I've got experience in relationships. I know what my love languages are. I know what love languages I speak. So it's that thing of like, you then become the complete man.
Yeah.
But still not enough.
Still
Why?
Not enough. Because you can't, because you can't fight
finances. No, it's finances.
Yeah, finances need you to fight. Because the thing is that your goal, like, yo, dude, I was talking to a friend of mine and I was like, yo, bro, like, what's your type?
Mm.
And she's like, money's not important. And but she has a list. So she shows me the list. And I'm so sorry for speaking about this. She shows me the list.
Yeah.
Bro, like, number 3 is wrecked.
Yo.
Number 7 is pays for my bills.
Batung.
Number 10 is like, money stuff.
She's describing a bank account.
A bank account. Obviously, she also said tall, dark, handsome, funny, understands me, all those things. But then the thing,
but
the fact doesn't matter.
A human bank account.
So my point is, and this is a girl that's like maybe a 22.
Damn.
23, 22. And we can't give them, I can't pay for somebody's bills right now.
I can't
pay for baby's rent.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, which is why we go for girls that are like 3 years younger than us, 4 years younger than us, 3, 4.
Yeah, I think my max right now is like...
You're going 2, 3 younger, ne?
Yeah, two, three.
I'm going like 3, 4 because I'm going for goals at like 22, 23. That's my...
Yeah, mine is 20.
The youngest
20
I'll go
above.
For. Because I can't compete with the ones that want me to take them to Dubai, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like,
and mind you, we're influencers. Like, the crazier part
like
is that like,
we
have...
not regular niggas. Like, we are... Like, not to say that we are, you know, rich beyond matter. We can
afford any
girl's lifestyle. But we hold wild against ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So to the
point we make YouTube videos for a living.
Yeah, like to the point where now you you're educated, like Thato said, all these things, but you're still not enough. It just goes to show that how much social standards put so much value to our dating lives as a whole in South Africa.
But now, how does it make you feel? Because how does it make you feel when now
insecure
you get judged for going for girls that are younger than you, 2-3 younger than you? Because I get judged. They'll be like, why don't you date someone your age? Then I'm like, bro, they don't want me, bro. I'm bad.
I think I'm stealing this because Drake said this.
Yeah.
But I think I've stopped trying to please everyone online a long time ago.
Yeah.
I realized that my narrative is the biggest narrative. I'm the author of my life.
Yeah.
So if I'm constantly going for people who make me happy, no matter the age, I guess, it's okay. But however, there are consequences of dating a younger person, such as that you obviously, because you have the more money, you have the larger understanding of relationships, etc., you could low-key influence that person to becoming...
What's the word they use? Grooming.
And that is something dangerous that people have to...
Also, Shame, like grooming happens... I mean, grooming has been... It's a word that's been used. Like, grooming happens throughout all ages, all relationships.
True.
A 40-year-old can groom a 35-year-old. A 40-year-old can groom a 40-year-old. It's just that it's very unfortunate that girls that are 18, 19, 20, 21, they are most influenced
by
grooming at that age. Does that make sense? They're in the development phase. So now if you're grooming them from such an age, you're manipulating what they think is right and wrong in a relationship. Because some girls, like, I remember talking to some girls, she's like, yeah, bro, like, my boyfriend, like, he hits me and, like, he gets really angry. But for me, it's like, but for me, it's so crazy. He loves me so much that he can't control his anger.
Yeah, but that thing goes into mental health and whatever.
Yeah. But I'm saying she used to have this mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's because she was groomed and she was taught that when you're in a relationship,
people can be passionate to the point
where they hit you.
Which is completely wrong.
Which is completely wrong and scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, bro, dude, for me, dating has been really, really hard. Like, I won't even speak about being an influencer and stuff. Like, it's just dating is hard because, bro, where do you guys find girls, bro? Like, in university, it was easy. In university, you go to class, you speak to somebody, you're walking, you speak to somebody, you're going to the same parties, you're going to the same clubs.
Yeah.
I work in the east of Joburg. There is nothing in the east of Joburg. All my friends in the north. Where the hell do I find girls?
Where
I go to the gym. Where are the women? I go to the gym. Bro, I know girls at the gym are probably sick of men, like, because they're always being hit on.
Yeah.
You get me? Because, like, you're in the gym, you're a girl, niggas are there, they're confident, they're buff, they're trying to push game. So I can't go for those girls.
Fully.
The girls at Starbucks in my area, all 30, 40. Mm-hmm. What am I doing with the lady so old? I go to the shopping center, I go to, what's this mall by us? Eastgate.
Mm.
I go to Eastgate. Bro, I can't be like, hey, beautiful. Oh.
Boom, she's 19. She's hearing, hey.
Hey, you go to the north of Joburg, you go to Greenside, everybody, now you're just playing in a turf where everybody's been there now.
Yeah. You can't dating.
So guys, like, on the real, where do you guys find the woman?
But then that goes to show to you, like, attraction is a very beautiful thing. So when you have something,
when you find it,
you should be so grateful that you found something, because that's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So like, now you're talking about, like, where do we find this woman? Bro, you don't actively look for love. Love finds you.
Yeah. When you least expect it, huh?
Yeah. And sometimes it's not even when you least expect it. It's been around the whole time. You just haven't been able to identify it.
Crazy. Yeah, that's me and my current relationship right now. Like, my current relationship right now. Yeah, like, this person always been there somehow.
Yeah.
But just not being accessible. And the thing is that you see the accessibility. It hasn't gone away. It's just that, like, I now have mobility because of my job. So I have the ability to go and see this person more often.
Again, finances.
Finances.
Bro, I promise you.
My relationship would not work if I did not have a job.
If guys.
If
you're listening to this.
I would not work.
You're a woman, etc. And you're, like, listening to this. You're like, actually, what's wrong with, like, me wanting to have a stable life of someone? There's absolutely nothing wrong with setting your boundaries and setting your... Rather, what are your
expectations?
Expectations, rather, of
we're not shaming.
Not shaming anyone who wants.
I also want somebody that has money, by the way. Like, it's very important for my aunt to have money.
She's like, hey, here's some money for the Chiscop.
Not even the Chiscop. It's like, I just bought groceries. Your car's full tank is full. Like, car's tank is full. Sorry.
You see that car at the back room? It's a bit dirty. I see a chiller there. Car wash.
Car wash, baby. So we understand, but we just don't like it when women want. Not that I don't like it. I just find it a bit. No, I find it a bit tricky when a woman expects a man to cover all of the financial burden. Yeah. When that expectation is there. Mind you, my girlfriend knows, as tattooed and paid, as the person I am, I will always try to swallow as much financial burden as possible.
As I can, yeah.
But that's because she's also always offering, trying, paying when she forces me to. Yeah. You get me? But now, if you're there, like, you must do it. I'm going to fucking do
it. But then again, it's like all about expectation versus your intention in relationships, you know? Yeah. I can fully say to you now, if a woman says to me, yo, like, I'm used to A, B, and C. I really like it. I like when my partner does that. Then it's fine. But when it is, it formulates as some sort of entitlement.
Entitlement. When they're entitled to your money.
It becomes a bit sour.
What do you think, not I've been seeing, bro. I've been seeing that I have been meddling with my old friends.
Yeah.
From university. Like, I don't find new girls because I can't find them. So I've been hitting up girls that I met, like, in first or second year, that are my friends, who we had casual conversations here and there, and that's what I end up engaging with.
But when you get older, it goes from dating pool to dating pond.
I'm telling you.
You draw in a pond where you can stand up. Yeah. You're no longer swimming, you're standing up. But I think that's important.
No more access, bro.
Bro, but like, think about it like this. Would you rather have, again, all these options constantly over again? You constantly don't know who's the best. Or you want the options that made it this far. People that know you for who you are. How many times are you going to say your favorite color?
Yo, I don't even say it anymore. I don't even ask the question.
You change it every time you say yellow, green, blue, orange.
I ask them once, then I'll say mine is yours. Now every time, what's your favorite color? I'm like, it's the same as yours, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I mean, with my favorite number, I just keep going up.
Oh, so you can't.
So every talking stage, I think I'm on 15.
You're killing me.
I think I'm on 15. I think you're the next one, my favorite number would be 16.
Can you share like an interesting experience of yours with like you being in your 20s, finishing school?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And being a goal and wasn't successful, by the way.
Can I talk about my first baddie?
Yo, guys, they dated an escort.
No, I did not date an escort.
They did an escort.
I did not respect her. She was an escort. Intelligent woman.
She is an escort.
She was hired to come host at clubs. How's that an escort?
But I mean, when she goes to other stuff?
What do you mean?
When she was in Cape Town for like 3 weeks, what was she doing there? Was she hired to be in Cape Town for 3 weeks? Yes.
She was having fun with her friends. That's a vacation.
On whose account?
On a guy's account. That doesn't mean that she... I know what you're fucking doing. First of all, I don't fucking appreciate that. One, two...
Mind you, I love her to bits. She calls me...
She's an amazing person.
But like,
she's respectful, she's intelligent, she's really about herself. But she was the first baddie I ever dated. Like I told Zile, she was an escort. Like I told Zile, the first baddie, the word baddie has bad and die. You have to choose which one you're going to be. You're going to die, you're going to be bad as a man.
Yeah.
But it's...
Mind you, she came everywhere with us.
Yeah, I love it.
Level made her into his own personal escort.
No, come on, man. Respect her. Like, she was amazing.
An escort doesn't mean like you... like
a prostitute.
No, it's not. Doesn't mean that.
What does it mean?
It means you get hired to like be at places with certain people.
So if I say to you right now, kappa me, are you an escort?
If you pay me, yeah. If you give me 500 after me covering you, yeah.
What if the payment's for your hair or something?
Okay, she's not an escort.
Yeah, man. You're cooking, though. You're cooking, though.
Okay, honestly, it's not an escort.
But I was young. I just turned, I believe, 21. Around 21, 21. I had a bit of money. I think I got my first, like, ever, like, brand deal. I was really excited and I met this girl. She was down to earth. I met her in a club. But irrelevant of that, she was down to earth. She was sweet. She was kind. And most importantly, she cared about me. You feel me?
Which is rare nowadays.
And she was so considerate. And she always, always had money. Like, that was for me what sold me.
You know why?
Because someone said it to me like this, right? I know I'm derailing, but... Men really are the providers in a relationship, because as soon as a man doesn't become a provider and the woman becomes provider, like she holds you down, eh? And she's complaining, when are you going to get a job? What? She's just taking your role finally.
Yes.
And seeing how hard it is.
And they can't stand it.
So the fact that I found someone who could stand it,
yeah,
was amazing. We went everywhere with her. Went to every club. Went to every province.
Went to Cape Town. Cape Town, Limpopo.
She was there for me. And, you know...
And she was good vibes,
good vibes, too. But there were also downfalls.
Yeah.
Like, for example, she'd bring maybe, like, 6 to 7 of her friends.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, my man will take care of it. Like, at the bill. I look for her man the whole time.
You should have find your man.
I was like, yo, who got her? Like,
yeah, and it even happened
like twice, three times, four times. And and she would explain that's the thing that she's like used to.
So she's used to, yeah.
Like she's used to the big borders. And
but she would try spoil. Sometimes she'd be like, you know, come through to my gig.
Yeah,
like,
and I won't pay for anything.
Won't pay for anything.
And she'd do the same for my boy. So I had to hold it down and do whatever I had to do. But it's the point of like to what extent. Now I finally get my job. I'm working all the time. I'm not grooving any time.
She's still hosting at clubs.
And she's still hosting at clubs. But now the dynamics are so different.
Yeah.
Because during the day I'm working. I can't go to the sundown.
Yeah.
I can't do pre-drinks because I'm doing Excel sheets.
Yeah.
You know, she's out here presenting to the club. I'm power presenting in PowerPoint. Yeah. So we had to break things up and it was very unfortunate. But I think now she's like a fiance now.
She's engaged.
Yeah, I really do think so.
Who engaged her?
I heard a rumor about that. But shout out
to her. Why didn't you ask her? Oh, Oscar.
I'm scared. Yo, I'm scared. I also don't want to engage in any conversation.
Yeah, because hey, you know, you can easily relapse.
Yeah, or ruin something that she's got going. Because
yeah, because now
I bang.
It's in the name.
I bang.
Lebrun. Bang bang.
But yeah, that's my story about my first baby. Crazy. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because we're speaking a large point about finances. In your like day-to-day experience, what is the average amount you're supposed to spend on a date? And keep in mind, I want the answer before you were 20 and after you're 20. I just want to show them something.
Yeah. So before when I didn't have any money, I'm not taking an allowance. I mean, my allowance was like 2.5 after everything. Like 2,000 after everything.
Oh, allowance.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the date price.
No. That's so I used to get like, so obviously a date would be like 150, 100. I used to take Max's on like
150.
150 rand. I used to take them on ice cream dates. So I spend like 50 rand. I'd get us food, take us to a picnic. That's like 150 rand.
You know, and you have like an app that tells you
when we used to
do
pizza specials. So like we buy both pizza, 100 and 100 rand, when we drink water. So 200 rand. Now, like I was on a breakfast date the other day, we spent 700 rand just on breakfast, bro.
My Liberato.
Other day we went out for drinks.
Yeah.
With the boys. We were drinking Long Island, spent 1.2 on Long Island. We've never been on like a proper dinner date. I'm too scared to do one of those. I'm sure that's gonna cost like 1.5.
You're gonna do like what, an 8-course meal if that exists?
Or we go to Cape, like when we're in Cape Town, it can get crazy, bro.
Yeah.
The bowl, for like for me, my bowl ranges from 700 to 1,000 for drinking.
Nah, me.
Also, we drink like expensive things. We don't drink like Savannah or like we drink like.
What's wrong with Savannah?
Nothing's wrong with the Savannah.
What'd you say?
Like, I drink like Hennessy or Jameson, so I drink whiskey.
Yeah.
And she also drinks a certain like liqueur. You get me?
Did you say liqueur?
Yeah, liqueur.
My God, this podcast is changing you.
It's Lucas. It's prime time, Lucas. Also, we're going to speak about that also towards the end. Lucas Amatladi. We're going to speak about that very soon, but keep watching.
So then, yo, you're going like a 900 rand difference from when before.
Yeah, literally.
That's insane.
So you can, and
that's
also
insane.
Like, I'm,
you're not even counting petrol.
No, none of those things are. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, I've dated all types of girls. I've dated students, right? Girls in university. I've dated girls. I've been on dates with girls with jobs.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on dates with entrepreneurs. Yeah. So the cool thing about the different things is that I've seen that, like, even I've been with a girl who's had a lot of money, right? We would go on trips together and she'd pay her weight and she'd do everything together. But I just genuinely didn't like her that much. So the money didn't
phase.
It wasn't affected towards the success of our relationship or the success of what we're doing. Then I've been in relationship with students and people who are students and entrepreneurs. And I've seen that it's never, for a guy, it can never be about money. It's about how you make me feel and how you behave towards the expenditure of my money. Yeah. Are you quick to now make me pay for your nails, make me pay for your hair, do all these things, request all this money,
the
quick
norms,
to make me pay for the bill, or are you asking and trying to contribute, are you dancing with me and still letting me do it?
Yeah.
You get me? Because now my relationship with my girlfriend is a student.
Yeah.
Right, she's an entrepreneur, so she has like other sources of income, which is dope because she's like, she works. She works on different things. I can't say what others, you're going to see them dating Mitalin Damas here. So she makes money, which is dope because then she contributes and she plays where she can. But now I've been with students who also make money, but the problem is my money is our money and their money is their money.
To what extent?
Which is, for me, so distasteful, bro. Like, you can be the baddest hand, the flyest hand, the nicest heart, but now if you
bad heart.
if you have a bad heart and you're entitled to my money, it changes everything.
Which, again,
makes dating so hard in your 20s.
It makes dating hard because you're earning a certain amount of money. Like, let's say you're earning, like, what? I'm making extreme cases. Rent. You're making 10. Rent is 6. You have 4 left. Hand cost you 3.
Oh, wow.
You have 1K left.
Oh, you're paying for love.
But then again, like, as me and Hunts always say, from the quote of Perks of the Wallflower, you get the love you think you deserve.
Yeah, smiles.
If you thinking...
Is it still recording?
If you thinking, you know, I'm deserving of a love where I have to pay an e-wallet every month, transactional love.
Yeah.
That's what you think you deserve.
But now, because I want to touch on you now, because I've seen you in relationships. In relationships, yeah. You are a provider.
Yeah.
You, or just like me, you want
to join. I have to be.
Why do you feel like you have to be a provider?
It just makes me feel like more of a man. I feel very insecure when I'm not a provider. I feel like I have no control over my relationship. Key word, control. Because for a lot of men, we're raised that like our households are something that we can control and we can factor in. And money is a huge influence on relationship. I decide how much we eat. I decide
how much
we drink. I decide what activity we're doing. Obviously, you can influence and say, wada, wada, wada. But at the end of the day, it's all about what my budget can hold. And I, as a man, it just makes me feel like a man to know what and where and what and how far we can do it. You feel me?
So now if she had to make more money than you.
Thank God.
That's a good thing.
It's a good and now bad. She because when women.
The way you're saying it.
when women make more money than you, they take upon that role that you can hold as well. And I've only, like, guys, I can tell you now for sure, no one ever teaches you to be a boyfriend.
Yeah.
No one ever teaches you to love, right? But, you know, I've dated a woman who've made more money than me. And I kid you not, the way she felt like I wasn't a man in her life, she always felt like she's holding me down and she's always going to be the role that I'm used to.
Yeah.
Which breaks my heart because it's like, it shouldn't be like that. It should be either way. Like, if you want to make more money, then anyone should be able to hold on anyone.
Yeah.
But in reality.
Because I've seen you be with someone who makes similar or more money than you.
Yeah.
And when you would request for them to do things that you're doing for them, they would do them, but they'd also like have some sort of attitude towards
as
doing
if we no, tell the story. We made the same amount.
You made the same amount of money with this girl.
Literally, she knew how much I made.
Yeah, she
said. And I knew how much she made.
Yeah, we and Lebo exactly. Had way more expenses because Lebo moved out, stayed by himself,
and she's living at home.
Lebo's got a lot of expenses, she's living at home. Lebo would be like, yo, bro, don't you want to pay for this thing? She'd like, nabalabala. Like, she'd make it into a hassle.
Because women care what other women think. You know, she could easily afford to buy herself flowers, but it has no value in the social eye because her man didn't buy her flowers.
Her man didn't buy a flower. And now she's hearing all of her friends, my man did this, my man did this.
Yeah.
Twitter saying, my man.
But like, again, not all women are like that. And, you know, I think for her, she had every right to do because she's used to a certain lifestyle. Equally how I'm used to a certain lifestyle being a provider.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that provider role / who makes the most money can be very also... can cause a lot of conflict in the relationship.
I'm trying to understand because I hear you. Why you are a provider? Yeah, I just feel like I'm like you. I'm a provider too, and I'm a provider in relationships. I'm a provider within friendship groups. That's because I like order, bro.
Yeah,
like I feel
you
like
what
order?
Because
like,
your order is the best order.
My order makes sense, bro. Like people
think about it, bro.
For me, I do it because I'm like, dude. I honestly don't want to inconvenience my partner.
Yeah.
It's like, you know your partner, you know what your partner can do, and you know that they have the same heart as you, my situation.
Yeah.
They have the same heart as you. So I know that like my girlfriend can have 10K, she'll easily spend 9K on me in 2 days. So now I'm like, whoa, I have, let's say she's got 10K, I've got 20K. I'm like, no, rather, since I've got maybe 20K, let me contribute more. And mind you, me contributing more is killing myself.
Yeah,
in the long run. It's destroying. And I'm playing it cool, but it's killing me.
Why? Why are you playing cool?
Because I'm a man. And the thing is that like I'd rather inconvenience myself and deal with it than have her inconvenienced.
And to me, that's being a man.
That's being a man. Because why would you want your girlfriend to pay and then now she's broke or she's inconvenienced or she doesn't have money?
Marijuana, you don't mind being broke and eating brown bread and cheese for the rest of the month. But what does it all come from? Social media, you see in the movies, they buy roses when they're saying sorry. You see buying a push gift. Or woman giving birth, for example, which is quite an accomplishment. And then you see small things like dads giving their daughters cars when they graduate and etc. Equally also sons and stuff. But why? because that is the man's world. Because we are a point of privilege, so it's best that we always give.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's women, true. When they are also at the point of privilege, they also want Mutu who's higher.
Who's higher. What point of privilege
goes all the way back to the age thing.
Yeah. Which is why, like, if you think about it, when we were in university, we couldn't date girls that were our age.
Yeah.
And those girls, like, were bad.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, not bad, you know, like, they were baddies. They were really beautiful. Now, as we graduate, as we get money, where do we go? What's the first place we go to? It's university.
Real.
To get those goals that we couldn't get real. When we were in university.
Yeah.
Now, we hit, like, our mid-20s. Where do we go now? To the 22-year-olds that have just graduated, 23-year-olds that have graduated. Because now they have more stability. Now, they have their own place.
You're looking for the flat now.
Yeah. Now, and the things that you can advise them, you can help them, and you love the person, so you're like, yo, I've been where you are before.
Yeah.
Let me mentor you. Let me help you. Like, this thing works like this, which is why, like, dating at our age, like, it's very confusing. Well, you're still not yet able to comprehend or master it. And I think it's just getting worse.
Yeah, because the low-key, and that's why your parents...
Let's check, is it recording?
That is why your parents, you know, emphasized, you know, getting married young. Everyone's parents...
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Because they say to you, yo, like, if you don't figure this thing out now with someone...
You will never get it.
You'll never get it when you're 40, you're 50, you're 60. You're going to be... But I have a question for you because we've spoken about the finances, we've spoken about the dynamics, we've spoken about roles, but we have yet to speak about the emotional state. You, before, you know, 20 and now being 20, how has your mental health been in your relationships and how much are you reliant on your partners? Mm. Now that you're a bit older, maybe you have more experience or it's even worse now because of the pressures that you hold as an influencer. And because we hold a lot of pressures. Influencers.
Yeah, Shane, the influencer chat, I try to hold back because I think it's not the most relatable thing to the audience. But, bro, I don't know. My mental health... Dude, life was easier when we were younger. Like, mental health is... For me, it's based off of upbringing.
Yeah.
From 0 to, like, 25 to 22. Mm. So, obviously, now my mental health isn't the worst state it could possibly be in because I'm always seeing, okay, cool, I'm behaving this way because of that action in first year.
Yeah.
Or that action in grade 11. But in terms of relationship, like, I used to rely so much on my girlfriends telling me what's right, what's wrong. Like, how should I do this thing? Like, I remember with my first proper girlfriend that lasted like 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah.
With her, it's like, I couldn't make decisions without her because she was a year older than me. So she knew best.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. Blurp her name about Kiffy. Remember Kiffy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Like, I would always ask her, like, yo, should I do this? And she'd be like, nah, don't do that, do this. And her word was...
Is it? Was
set in stone.
The last time.
When she said we're doing this, we're doing that thing. Mind you, I probably had a little bit more cash flow than her.
Mm.
But because she was older, it was like her way to set in stone. Now, how reliant am I to my partners for mental health and stuff? Not very reliant. I don't tell her everything, but I definitely do connect with my partner a bit more than I used to with previous partners. Because the space is safe enough for me to do so. In the past, when I'd speak to my previous partners, like, you speak about what's wrong with you, but then they wouldn't, like, receive it or try to better you. They would just be like, that's crazy. That's happening with me. Then it's like,
in the wrong space, my man.
Which is a bad trait that I had with my current partner, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, she would speak about problems and from there, be like, yo, yeah. But mind you, I'm doing it in a way to try and make what she's feeling okay, because I'm saying, oh, that happened to you, this also happened to me, and this is how I got
through
this
thing. She just wants to be heard.
She wants to be heard, yeah. Which is what something I had to learn. Because now if you just yappa, yo.
Yo, I think for me, my goodness, what a journey. I used to be the most reliant on my partners for emotional health when I was a student. I think I still
even now, bro, like when Lebo said, the first thing I was call a woman.
Yeah, no, but that's because I like a bit of a comfort. Physical comfort makes me feel better. I know my triggers and I know what makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But when I was a student, yeah, I used to be really bad. Like, all the problems I held, you know, I was a people pleaser. So when women would come to me with their problems, we'd solve it. We'd sit down, I'd reassure them, we'd take out a whiteboard, we'd create an Excel sheet, we'd show the numbers, and etc. But when it was me, no one would be there for me. Like, nobody, romantically speaking. Like, my partners were so... unemotionally intelligent, and that's something that I look for heavily now
in
my 20s. I look for a partner who's so emotionally intelligent, who can handle me in my goods and in my bads. Because it's not the good times that define us in relationships, it's the bad.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure whoever I do my bad with now is understanding that we are doing it together. It's not, it will never be, as they say, me against you in my emotions. It will always yeah. be what we have and what we Facts. Fail to understand.
But one thing you'll do is save a hole, you.
Nah, me, I'll raise. I'm a graduate program. I'm a graduate program. You apply, you come in, you get better, you leave. You apply,
Jim, and I really hope that you get like somebody who's willing to be a graduate program yeah, from you.
For me.
Yeah, because Shem, one thing you've done, like I know Lebo's ex. Yeah,
I've helped a lot Lebo of women. Lebo
has saved
bro.
People from
death.
From death.
You can say it. I've saved people from a lot of women from death.
Yeah.
To the point of where like you start asking yourself, bro, like, and that just goes to show you some people will love you in their lows, but they do not know how to appreciate you in their highs. My God.
You always say that. You always say that. Also, Lebo always says some people are really good people, but they're really bad partners. Like,
oh yeah,
like, and I received that one.
Because like, hey, sometimes you see someone like outside of you, and you're like, wow, what? This person is great. But yeah. when they're your partner, Medusa, she's telling you to stop going.
Bro, I remember I was checking out one of my exes. I'm like, yo, this is cool.
Yeah, yo. Like they're killing it, bro. And you just they're like, what was, where was,
where was, know, all of this?
You know when a man, I know a lot of women are gonna hear me out. You know when a man starts taking care of himself after the relationship, break up,
he becomes a clean bro.
He gyms.
He's gymming. He's wearing those white sneakers you've been telling him to wear.
He cleans
fashion
himself.
Fashion forward.
He has more than one Vaslap. He's becoming progressive, you yeah. know. And yeah, like I said, like you know, that's something that I look for in my 20s now. A person who understands that we are here to progress. We're not here to see what we found when we were first here. We are here yeah. to progress. Yeah, man. But that's what a huge thing has been for me in the emotional states.
Yeah, and then how's it been? So when you're in the end, we're about to speak about Matlady and Lucas as well as the last topic. How's it been sexually now versus back then? Like, is it, does it take longer to have sexual activities with women?
No.
In your 20s? Okay. So it's easier now.
Yeah.
I agree so too. I think people our age now are more confident in their body. They've got sexual experience.
No,
they know what they like.
Me, I've always known that women have been in touch with their sexual energies, but they have just not been able to express it. But with the right person, she will blossom like a flower.
Yeah.
She will be able to show you things that you've never seen
before.
But no, but jokes aside, for real, like, I think that we all have different levels of sexual energy. And once you find the person, who, like, for example, me, I know I'm very up there of sexual energy. I enjoy sex. I enjoy the activity of sex. I'm grateful to be part of the cast. Of sex. yeah. I love the audience. I love the ensemble. I love everything. But for me, sex has never really been a difficult thing. It's never been a thing I've not been willing to express. My first time was beautiful and my last time will be even better. That's that's how it goes.
I hear
me.
You.
I don't with know me, about you.
Sexually, dog, for me it's different, man. Obviously, now I'm more confident. So like if I genuinely really like a girl and I want to have sex with her, I'll make myself get to
that.
So
you one of those believers that like sex I is wait. Better if you have feelings.
Yeah, so I can't have sex with somebody if I'm not attracted to them.
Oh
like,
no,
no, like mentally, like psychosexual, like I can be chained like, to the baddest hand, like if I
side eye,
bombastic side eye. No, like I have to genuinely like think that you are somewhat of an intelligent person.
Oh really?
My body count is very low because of that.
Tato.
My body count is very low because of that.
Tato Rampedi. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here the whole week, the comedy show. We're here, Malumi's Mike. Thank you. Please like and share this because the comedy special will continue.
No,
now.
Okay, let me say this. Based off of all of my experiences, yeah. If I had sex with every girl that's willing to have sex with me, my body count would be extremely high.
Oh, obviously. If I had sex with everyone who wanted to have sex with me, I'm going to have millions.
No, but I'm just saying, even with decent people, bro, what are you guys, these two, come on, level our auntie.
No.
But
we're just saying.
So you guys what, don't hear me.
You're trying to present yourself in a positive light when in reality, it's okay. You've had sex with people.
I've maybe found
attractive on a mental state. That's fine. Attraction is on different levels.
No, I'm telling you, bro, I genuinely cannot have sex with somebody and enjoy it.
And enjoy it and do it again
unless I find them mentally
that's
attractive.
Fine. Yeah, but don't say never. Like had sex with anyone.
If I have had sex with someone that's not like that, maybe it's happened twice or three times. Max.
Yeah.
My body count is very low for what it could be, bro.
I can't even speak on that.
My body count?
No, mine. I.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying mine. You know me, bro. You know my experiences with women. You know how many girls.
I think there's girls
that have visited me 5 times and have never touched me.
I think that we were raised to be very respectful of a woman.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to dilots, like higher intensity of sexual activities and etc. Because we are understanding of what that does to the heart and mind.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Tato have sex with someone that he didn't possibly think there'd be some sort of relationship.
Yeah, or I'm not speaking to them.
Or spark.
I can't meet somebody at the club and take them home and do stuff with them.
Yeah.
I've never.
Yeah.
Name the person. I've never.
I'm not saying you have.
I've never.
I don't think you have.
I have never met a girl at the club and taken her home with me and had sex with her. I have never.
On the same day.
On the same day.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But yeah, on that Matlady and Lucas tip, guys, my name is Mike. It's going to be a little bit more diverse right now. So Matlady and Lucas are in a state at work where they are really pushing. They're trying to be the best versions of themselves. So they'll be coming in once every 2 weeks or once every 3 weeks. In those other weeks, it'll be Lebo if he's free. It'll be my friend Tron if he's free. Or I'll be doing interviews. So I will be doing a big announcement on the changes. But still the same brews, man. Still the same conversations. There's going to be different faces. And the faces that you love to see will still be coming in at least once a month, twice a month, which is really dope. I've also wanted to have a podcast with him, so this is going to be really fun too.
Yes, sir. It's your favorite substitute teacher.
So, yeah, man. I appreciate you guys so much. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, please give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us 3 stars, give us 5 and tell us why the hell you're going to give us 3 stars. I don't even know what I'm going to title this video, but what I know is that I appreciate each and every single one of you guys.
Where we went wrong with Mcholo. I just made that up. It's not a good one.
That's a good one. But yeah, we'll see you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye bye.
Sure.
Check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light. I'll be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.